quite a few of you have been asking me for an update. So here's an update of our radio room, library room, recording room, etc. There's our library up there. By the way, those books on the top, most of those I wrote. Those are studies and syllabuses. And those are the, what we call advanced theological studies up there, going into church history. Church history goes all the way down, basically to the bottom of that whole shelf. And that's a very large bookshelf, by the way. This is all of my writings on the New Testament from Matthew through Revelation. Two books are here because I'm studying from them right now and using them. Here's our radios for all of you out there, radio hams. And there's a lot of you all over the world that listen to our studies here. There's a Tentec Omni 7, a Kenwood, and a Yaesu. There's a Temple One, and there's the FT-102 complete station. The next, I had a Hallicrafters there, which will go in this place again. That's another Temple One. And then a FT-1000D, an Alpha 87A. Down below, that is a Drake L-4B, 2 3500Zs in it. Two antennas, tuners down there. An Alpha 8100 there. Another Atlas 210 X there, and another antenna tuner there. Over here, these are all studies here from where we begin right there with all of the interlinears that I've written on the New Testament, the whole New Testament. Then we begin into all of Greek resources, going all the way down. All the way down. Greek resources and studies until we come here, and then we begin with Hebrew. Hebrew goes all the way down there. Hebrew studies, Hebrew commentaries, all the way down to the bottom. And the bottom down there is where the Hebrew English interlinears that I have written, and that's not all of them there. There are others sitting around. On this side, we have some collectible old Dietz lanterns there, and also some pictures of my family. And this is 2 meter 440 220 radios over here. More of the library here, Islam, and then the end of the cults, Catholicism, charismatic movement, etc., all the way down to the bottom. In here, by the way, these are three of Dakota's works there, the horses, and one that he did of Mona Lisa, and another horse study there. We have clocks over there, atomic clock. Now I know what time it is the whole time. It sets itself, and then there's a world clock, 24-hour time there. And up there are some CW keys, some very old ones and very rare ones. That's a key that I had probably from 1970 onward there. A Viperflex iambic key. And then there is my straight key, Viperflex presentation key. Different microphones there. The old D-104s with 10 DA heads. There's a Silver Eagle there. Shure microphone. Another microphone that I did worked on 50 years ago, and I've been talking on it all ever since. D-104 with a 10 DA head. This is a Shure microphone from the 1930s up there. And there are more also around. Mellon's drawing or picture of the three crosses on Calvary. A letter, a picture signed by Donald Trump to us. And a letter written to us for Maryland made a scarf for President Trump, and that's the part of the original scarf that she had made for him from him there. These are pictures of Maryland all that Maryland did also. Some very, very old ones. That is our ranch down there in California. We still have that part of the land that's not farmland there. More pictures that Maryland did. There's one that won everything in the Kern County Fair that could be won. These are pictures here that Marilyn did when she was a very young child. There. And then here are more history studies. Over here. These are histories of California, history of Joaquin Marietta or Zorro there. All the way down, the histories of my family. Some of these histories are written here, Tom Horn by Tom Horn. I married Wyatt Earp. John Wesley Hardin by John Wesley Hardin. Cole Younger by Cole Younger. These are first-hand experiences. And Billy the Kid by Pat Garrett. More of these down here. All of these, Geronimo by Geronimo, by the way. All the way down here, this is political science. A lot of this is political science, all the way down to the bottom there. Political science and history. More pictures that Marilyn did. Still more pictures. Here, San Juan Capistrano, a picture that she drew from a photograph of a windmill in Denmark, another picture there. Go over here and shut the water off. That's our temperatures today. 80 degrees inside and 79 degrees outside, I guess, or whatever there. 81 maybe. And there is another lamp up there, a caboose lamp that Aladdin made. Every caboose had one in it, ended up until about 1950. We brought our clock up here. Some more Marilyn pictures over here. And there's Marilyn over there doing some, what do you call that, Marilyn?
Embroidery,
okay.
You want to look at it?
Yeah. There it is, okay, an embroidery. Pretty good. This is also a picture here that Marilyn drew of the Frank Lloyd Wright barn that is here in Fish Lake Valley. Hope you can see that. There is Wyatt Earp's platoon out of the Great Northern Barn, in Tonopah, Nevada. A friend of mine, Travis Patterson, gave that to me. His dad got it from the bar a long, long time ago. There are different pictures of us here in my work room here where we do all of the work, putting everything up on the all four websites, including YouTube. And we're going to go outside now, and we're going to look at the trees that are blooming all over. Hopefully it won't be blowing too hard now if I can find my hat. Keep the sun out of my eyes, wherever it may be. There it is. Here we'll go outside. And we're looking up toward the mountain. The sun is not too far from going down. Beautiful day today. And let's see if we can see the cats from Nancy in Pennsylvania. Let's see if they're out here laying around. There's Kitty and Coley. What are you guys all excited about? How come you're all poofed up here? Is something around here bothering you? Looking at the mountains are pretty heavy in snow this year. These are pecan trees that we grew from seeds. And wild onions from Missouri in 1913, and our strawberry patch also, that's growing. We got a generator in here now. If we lose electricity, we have a generator. And that's nice. It's very, very important for Marilyn because Marilyn is on oxygen. We'll take a walk. And you ham operators, there's my 160 meter antenna there. It's going up to that 10 15, 40, and 75-meter dipole up there. Of course, 160 meters coming off of it. Our trees are waking up. Here's the kiddies' house here, where they live. Of course, they've been wanting to get in the garage a lot. We'll take a walk around here. Everything is waking up. It's early spring. We're supposed to get some 20-degree nights still this coming week. There's a Rhone 45 tower there. It's got only a 220 repeater or 220 antenna on it right now. We're going to put a 10-meter beam up there, maybe a tri-beam up there. I don't know for sure. A 2-meter 440 antenna, another antenna where there will be a 3-element array between that antenna and that antenna there, where that's about 65 feet tall there. There's looking down on the creek. There's our repeater antenna we're going to put up here for 2 meters there by the old cabin. There's a trailer my wife's father built and from a 1932 Ford pickup bed. Lots of railroad ties and things. I'll start building chicken pens out here. One day, today's kitties following me around, probably Coley too. There's one of our cook stoves over there. Outside, I want to put that in the patio. We'll have a patio out there. We've got barbecue pits and things. And there's Coley. And there's a 40-foot crank-up tower there, Triax. We'll walk here. We've got a lot of towers here. Our poplar trees are waking up. The wild mint from Cottonwood Creek is waking up. Right there. I have trouble with gophers up here, though. This is a dancing plum there. It really does well every year. We'll have trees all the way down there. Maybe this year I'll plant some more. There is a black walnut tree there. It looks like it's going to start to wake up pretty soon. Hopefully. And some more poplars. And by the way, a horse can't eat the leaves off of a black walnut. That's toxic to them. And they don't like other trees. They'll keep trees away from them. When they get big, you can't plant a tree real close to one of those. You do, and it might get sick. It's like sagebrush up here. The sagebrush poisons the trees. So you have to keep the sagebrush away from the trees. There's a little tree that we got out of the mountains. That's an aspen. Willow trees, red willows. Aspen originated. Aspen, the American Indian discovered the aspirin. They use that for medicine, for fever and all kinds of things. Here come the cats following me. And the sun is going down, but I think we'll do all right here. More trees here. My tree here died from gophers, I think. But we planted more, and hopefully something will come up there. If not, I'll plant something else. And more of these trees. Some more poplars that we have planted. There's some type of a parasite or something getting on these trees. I have to tear it off and cut the limbs off where they are. There's our shooting range there. And that's Trail Canyon way up there. And Boundary Montgomery Peak. I'm going to move that salt block out. I put it out here for the deer. Because they come up here and nestle in the summertime under these trees in the shade. But I'll probably put it out there on the other side of the property so the horses and deer can have some of that. It's good for them. Hopefully this tree will wake up. It's always late. It's a slow goer, always. That's our little shooting bench here. And here's some more towers. For you radio guys, there's a 440 linear array for a repeater there. That is also there for a Rhone 45 base plate. Two Rhone 45s, a Rhone 25 look-alike, and here comes Coley. Right there, Coley. And here is a Rhone 25. Another Rhone 45. A Triax, basically a 90-foot tower. And then another Triax, about a 90-foot tower there. That's much bigger. We got quite a few tower sections left. There is a crank-up thing for that one originally. I've made it here. Looking over there, you can see the cabin and the repeater antenna. That'll try to repeat everybody that's a ham operator in Fish Lake Valley can use a handheld, hopefully, here and hit the repeater that's on the other side of that mountain over there. That's mountain 14,252 feet. And Coley's here trying to trip me, laying down in front of me. And Nancy, that's especially for you, because I know you love the cats. And cats are very necessary around here because we have gophers and squirrels and rats and mice and all kinds of things. Now we're walking down here. In my other place that I had down here, there is one video of that place. I'll try to put it out one of these days. I had 450 trees around my property down there, which was 4 acres. This is bigger. Here comes Coley. Going to run up a tree, probably. There he goes. Practicing getting away from lions, I guess. Here's our old grapevines, which are beginning to wake up. I see a few leaves on them. That's wonderful. And there, this one's getting a few leaves on it. As you can see, this is a cherry plum tree. And it looks like it's loaded with blossoms. And this is a Montmorency cherry tree, the sour pie cherries. This is a Stella cherry tree. There. I think this is another Stella cherry tree here. And on the other side, we have blackberries. Blackberries starting there. The blackberries are waking up. More grapes. It looks like they're beginning to wake up. These are all Thompson seedless grapes. Here are the trees. I plant these windbreaks around to protect these fruit trees. And then here this one is, and I think, let's see what this is. That's a Reliance peach. And there's an apple tree there. And Coley's trying to lay down here and get petted again. And that, I believe, is a nectarine tree, maybe. Alberta peach. Okay. I missed that one. One of these is a nectarine tree. Alberta peach. And let's see what this one is. Monrovia. Nectarine, that's it. That's a nectarine. We're going to have a bigger propane tank put out here also. It'll be right here, probably beside that one. And over here we have another Stella cherry tree. We had over 20 pounds of cherries off of that tree one year. This is an apricot tree here, a currant tree, a currant bush here. This is the first year that it has bloomed. It has little blooms on it. So maybe we will have currants. This one here is between a currant and a gooseberry. And it kind of tastes like Dr. Pepper. Over there is another apple tree here. And I believe that is a Bing cherry tree there. And some of these things you haven't seen at all. Yeah, it's a Bing cherry there. And over here, we have our trees. This is the wild currant. Cody's doing his absolute best to get petted here. And this is a wild currant bush from Trail Canyon. And here is our worm bed. And our worms here, we've got worms to go fishing. So, and I'm sure there's some in there. There they are, all over the place, big worms. And this is the manure from wild horses, from the sagebrush. In this area, it's not as hot as other horse manure. Some horse manure you can't use on the plants hardly all, just burn them up. And it looks like our grapevines are waking up here really nice this year. Hopefully we'll get more grapes. And this last year, I promised Marilyn, there's the apricot tree, I promised Marilyn that I was going to get her some rose trees. And I did. There's a little cross there that she, and this is, these are all onions. There are some red onions and wild onions and all kinds of onions there. And Coley, if I can keep him up from underneath my feet, and that goes way up there, about 60 feet, there is her wild roses. Not wild roses, but rose trees. It looks like a rose tree is trying to grow up from the bottom. And another rose bush from here. That's a wild rose from Fish Lake Valley. It's a yellow rose, which is very unusual. And I've got to put this thing down. I'll just put it down there for a minute. I've got something in my shoe that hurt. Well, let's see if I can get my shoe back on. This post here where the camera is setting was the post we had the old tower tied to when we first brought our home up here. That's looking at the front of the house now. These are the drill bits that drilled this water well over there. We came in here as geriatric pioneers. So you can see there's six towers up now. Our weather stations, we hardly have any wind. This is barely a tiny breeze. That one's at 30 feet, 35 feet, something like that. And the other one's at 20 to see what the weather is at different things. This, you can see this wire, 160 meter wire going all the way back there. And Coley's underneath my feet. Boy and girl are following here. All right, more roses. We're going to put another rose tree right there. And here's the rose tree here. Looks like I've got to... I'll set this down again. I've got to open up the valve here to some water to this rose bush. Not enough flowing there. Sometimes these lines will stop up, go and walk the line. There's another one of the grapevine from Old River. I just planted these two trees here. My son Jimmy got these for me. It looks like I've got to unplug those lines, so I'll have to come back and do that. They're not getting enough water. But they're growing. That one Marilyn bought. That's the only small one left. Then all of these trees down through here, I need to get these bushes out because they are not good for the trees at all. They will poison the trees, poison the ground. Watch out, Coley. This is all the axles that they brought the pre-manufactured homes in for from Clayton Homes. And by the way, if you... if you're thinking about buying a mobile home anyway, do not buy one from Clayton Homes, whatever you do. Those are the biggest crooks I ever saw in my life. They are professional crooks. are you finding there? This is Indian tea here, by the way. We'll go down now on the creek. And we'll... more pine trees. That one there died because of the bushes too close to it. I tried to move the bushes out, but I think it's too late. I moved the bushes away from that one this year because it was dying. Here we go. These trees are growing really well, except the bushes grow around them and then they poison the trees and kill them, toxic to them. If you remember right, I made this road here. Comes Coley. More Indian tea and white sage and rabbit brush. That's rabbit brush there. Run down to the creek now. A lot of these pine trees we planted over the years, some were here when I came. And the creek is really roaring because all of that snow is melting up there. But then the springs are going to wake up and start flowing also. This is just like a river. This is three creeks coming together. And the water flowing. We'll put this out on YouTube and on Sermon Audio for an update for you people. I fed the fish today. I feed them cat food and they just tear up the water down through here. This is a beautiful bush here. I don't know what it is. If somebody knows what that is, let me know. Call me or send me an email and tell me what that thing is. It's very beautiful. I don't know whether it's wild or it was planted here. I do not know. And the pine trees here. And there's two cats, Coley and Kitty. Kitty, Coley, Coley. Look up at everybody. Look up. Say hi. Kitty bounces around like a BB in a barrel. This is another Montmorency cherry tree there. This is a apple tree here. And the creek coming down. These are birch trees. And Marilyn's little... statuary here. There's a Bigfoot. And a squirrel along with that tree. Wild roses with rose hips on them. These rose hips are like a vitamin C pill. There's Coley. Seeing what you can get in trouble. There's another plum tree there. I think that's a Satsuma plum. We drilled down with an auger until we hit water. And then we planted those trees. There's our little picnic table. That's where I used to preach down here. That's the little table I preached off on. The pulpit was that stump there. We come down here. I don't know whether you'll see any fish in here or not. They're there. Whether you can see them flickering around or not. Looking back up to the house. Our little deal. The lilies of the valley. That Jesus, a quote that Sharon gave to us. And another little bridge. There were six bridges here at one time. Looking down in the water. Oh, there was a fish flying away through that water, quick like lightning. This is a peach tree here. And at Santa Rosa plum trees there, and it had a lot of blossoms on it. Hopefully they were pollinated. And we might have a lot of plums, I do not know. We'll see. A lot of fish. This is for the... We have all kinds of trout here. There was another one flashed by. But this right here, when they spawn, this is where some German brown spawn right there. This is Marilyn's little statuary. Little statues there. We had a big green rock there, kind of a bluish jade looking rock that's over here now. I'll have to move that back. There it is right there. Oh, there's some more fish. Push them through the water. And we made this road. This road was not here at all. This was impassable. Absolutely impassable. I hope you're enjoying our little DTW update, looking back at the house there. For you ham operators, you can see the towers all over the place, the six towers. We'll have antennas strung between those if I live long enough one of these days, and antennas on top. I got one to go on top of that one right away, but I have to get a lift truck here to put them on top. I've got to put the top section on the repeater antenna over there, which will be about 55 feet, 60 feet. And I got the top section sitting there. I have to order the tower or the antenna and put it on top and then pull it up. Coming along here when we built the road. Marilyn can go down here now with the lawn tractor and see everything. This is another Stella cherry tree here, right at the edge of the creek. This is another nectarine tree. And there's Nick's horses. Looks like the water is seeping all up here to the edge. I've got to cut back these willow trees, keep them at the edge of the creek. Right by here, there's another plum tree and an apple tree here. Another bridge. Holy boy. Holy. That's pretty deep right there. A lot of fish in here. There are little bridges all along. Two more bridges here. Looking back at the house, the guest room is off at the back of the house there. That's a 12 by 18 foot guest room. This turns into a big green lawn here. And it goes all the way down there. There's one more bridge down there, but we're going to go back this other way. The road goes all around. Firewood, or when we have a little campfire. Wild horses were here. They left deposits all over. I'll pick them up and put them around the trees. There's another one of Nick's horses there. Indian tea here, which is pretty good tasting tea. That's purple sage there. White sage, that old white sage bush, and that's just really good wood to put in a barbecue pit. That's real good stuff. That tree or that bush died out, so I'm going to cut it up and use that for barbecue wood here one of these days. Come on, cats. More Indian tea all over the place. There's a whole lot of wild roses down there too, by the way. And for all those that have heard the news, the sad news of Ronnie and Beth Barker, that's where they died, up there in those mountains. They had got led astray by a GPS system, and it took them up there, and basically they got stuck and died of thirst. They weren't ready for this type of country. You have to always have water and food with you and a candle or something. You go all the way up that road there, and that's where they were found, right up there in the mountains. Ronnie died, but Beth is okay. She was not in really good health, almost an invalid. But that's where that happened, right up there. They weren't prepared, and the GPS system completely fails in this country. Don't follow a GPS system in Esmeralda County. Of course, a lot of things could have been done to save their lives, which weren't done. It's sad to say. Sometimes people are unwilling to get out and do something that they need to. Volunteers pretty much found them, not the sheriff's department or anything. Looking down on the Arlemont Ranch down there, that is a 2,000-acre potato ranch. Anyway, Beth and Ronnie Barker were up the tallest part of the mountain there. They were on this side of Red Mountain, and that's where the motorhome got stuck. They should have stayed with the motorhome because somebody would have come by. But they tried to go in the car and just felt that they'd just go back, but they got it stuck. And then they didn't have any water because they didn't take water with them or food. So never travel in this country without water, food, and a gun. It's a necessity. And a ham radio, if at all possible. If they'd have a ham radio, they would have been alive today. And cats are out here looking at everything all over. I've been going to do this two or three times, but there's an old car, the rear end of a car body there, that we're going to take and make into a chair and put out front. We're going to paint the thing red, and we're going to build a chair, a bench inside of that thing. It unfolds. The wind is just blowing it around. You can see the horses are leaving deposits all over. We had four wild horses here for about 2 days. And here's some of our ornamental bricks and things we're going to put in the car, in the yard, as we go. The old wood splitter. And some of our storage containers. My portable shop and the motorhome we lived in for 5 years. Thank you for taking part with us. Thank you for your prayers and your offerings. We always need them. The website takes monetary maintenance every month, and of course a lot of work, but we do it for you. God bless all of you, and thank you for your prayers. And remember to pray for Ronnie Barker's family. That's where it all took place up there. If we'd have known where they were, if we'd have driven up that road and driven all the way to Silver Peak, we could have found them. But we didn't know where they were. And they didn't send the search party out for them for a long time. By the way, that's a 100-gallon barrel. You hear 50-gallon barrels, 55-gallon barrel, that's a 100-gallon barrel right there. From the old days. And cats, Kitty, Coley, they're having a good time laying up on those warm bricks. God bless you. Take care. We love you.